The job market is evolving in this country, as is the labor market. My next guest studies this and recently took part in a panel on it at the Western Governors Association meeting in Phoenix. Richard Fry is a senior economist with the Pew Research Center. And Richard, what are some of the biggest challenges economists and researchers are noticing nationwide?
America is a aging population, and that has a number of consequences. Our working age population, which is the basis of our labor force, is not going to grow nearly as quickly out over the next 20 years as it has in the past 50. And that sort of has two implications. For our standard of living, the growth of the working age population is important. Economists generally think that how many workers we have is an important component to how fast our living standards rise. The other sort of basic takeaway from sort of the aging of America as far as the workforce is it used to be the case in the sort of the 70s and 80s and 90s, there was a large baby boom. They were largely native born of U.S. parents. What's going to happen going forward is that large baby boom is going to they're going to retire, they're going to leave the working age population, and the millennials coming behind them don't fully replace them. And so whether the working age population grows is highly dependent on our levels of immigration.
Do you find that the changes in terms of the labor force that we're looking at now, how similar or different are they in terms of changes that we've seen in the labor force in previous generations?
In the 70s and 80s and 90s, yeah, we had the large baby boom, but we also had a second thing that basically seems to have played itself out. Back in the 50s and 60s, particularly married women, they didn't participate in the labor force as much as they do now. And so as of 2000, the labor force participation rate of married women seems to have peaked. And so that sort of favorable aspect in terms of sort of stoking the growth of the labor force, we think that's probably sort of played out. And so we're focused now going forward with the baby boom retiring, no further increases in married women participating in the labor force. And again, so these are some headwinds we have that we didn't have the past 50 years.
If there is indeed a shortage of available workers, are there particular industries or sectors that are either in better shape than others or in particularly worse shape than others?
What we've done is we use Department of Labor data that sort of goes in and tries for like over 900 occupations. What do you need to do this job? And what we did is we sort of, among all that detailed data, we looked at sort of what are the requirements in terms of sort of whether a job requires a high degree of social skills. These are things like communication skills, management skills. What skills are needed for a high level of analytical ability on a job? This would be things like critical thinking and computer usage. And then we also sort of looked at jobs that have a high level of what we call physical skills. This is things like manual dexterity, the ability to operate and repair equipment. And what we found that since 1980, yeah, there's been job growth, but the job growth has been particularly strong in jobs that require higher social skills and higher analytical skills. We do not project the occupational mix going forward, but the Bureau of Labor Statistics does. And based on their occupational employment projections, we're going to see a continuation of this trend where there's going to be greater growth in jobs requiring high social and high analytical skills.
Does that seem to be a good match for the type of skills that workers have or that, you know, students, you know, the workers of tomorrow, the students of today are getting?
I don't know. That's a difficult question. I think we put this sort of categorization on it. We have done a large survey last year where we went out and we talked with adults about sort of, do you think you need more training and education in order to succeed in the U.S. job market? And surprisingly, although they might not use the sort of words that I used in terms of high social and high analytical, there is a very widespread perception among U.S. adults that they do need greater education and training, not only, and this was older adults as well. So workers generally have a perception that they need more training to succeed succeed on the job. And what's kind of interesting, I think, is that when you ask them, well, sort of who's responsible for, you know, helping you get this training, 70% of them say individuals themselves, that the burden's on them. And then there's also, they also point to a large role for public K-12 education also.
It's almost like they can sense that a change is coming, even if they don't necessarily know what that change is going to look like, and that they need to, you know, continue to adapt to that change and to meet those challenges.
Yes, yes. And I actually think that this is, you know, I think this is a favorable development, that they're not clueless. I mean, they do sense that something's going on, something is afoot, and many of them are actively taking steps to try to deal with it. I would say that the one perhaps cause for concern is that among the adults, it's the better educated ones who at higher rates say, I'm going to need more education and training, whereas less educated adults seem to be less conscious or saying that they're going to need more training.
All right. Richard Fry is a senior economist with the Pew Research Center. Richard, thanks a lot.
You are very welcome. Thanks.